counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carpenter of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harner, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. Had a nice week off last week, but I was sad to miss the show, but I'm glad I got to call in. And Wayne kind of took over.
Yeah, we had a fun time. We had a pretty good show. I played the part of you. I think I did all right.
Did you?
I didn't make too many mistakes.
Did you dance?
No, I guess I didn't do a very good job playing you. I didn't make any bad jokes.
Oh.
Wayne didn't give me any silence, so he didn't do a very good job playing me.
Of
so
you.
I guess,
right.
Yeah.
So I have
it
to
was original.
I have to be exceptional in my jokes today.
Yeah, you got to make up for it.
For last week. Oh, man. Well, we're back and we're about to do another countdown and lots of shuffles on the charts this week. And it all comes from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. And other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. And like Anthony said, yeah, lots of new music this week, lots of shuffling around. We have 4 debuts in the top 20, which is definitely much higher than normal. We have a brand new number one debuting in that spot. And if you're someone who pays a fair amount of attention to new Canadian album releases, it shouldn't be that difficult to figure out off the top of your head what is topping the charts this week. But I also heard from the fine folks at Earshot that this was the closest they've ever come to having a tie at the top spot. So another pretty big Canadian release sitting pretty at number 2, almost stealing the top spot from the debut. And it's been quite some time since we have a debut at number 1. It's quite rare. This week you won't be hearing from some of the mainstays of the program over the last few weeks falling off the charts this week, including the Pack AD, Jesse Lanza, B.A. Johnston, and King Kong and the Shrines. Lots of the albums that were on the charts for quite a few weeks not on the charts this week, and instead we have tons of brand new stuff to bring you today.
I feel like some of those songs, or some of those albums rather, could be moving back in though for the top 200 when we do the top 20 of 2013, which will be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we're almost at the end of the year. I actually was just thinking the other day about what might be at the top, some pretty big releases. The top 200 for October was just released the other day, and the Sadies was the top release in October, so they'll probably have a nice spot in the top 20 at the end of the year. Not really sure beyond that. I didn't put too much thought to it. Said the Whale, I believe, was number 2 in October. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll be sticking around for sure. Well, it'll be interesting to see. And if you want to talk to us, there are a few ways you can do so. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on the show. So please get in touch with us and we'll do that for you. Okay, enough chitter chatter. Let's get at her. And there's my first.
I was like, for a second, I thought that was on purpose. And I was like, oh, no. I wonder if he'll catch on.
All right. We're going to get into the charts and start the countdown. At number 20, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in.
A big debut at number 20 is CFMU 93.3, McMaster Student Union's campus and community radio station in Hamilton, Ontario. And they've released the 8th edition of the ever popular Everybody Dance Now Songs from Hamilton. And they've been releasing these compilations annually since 2006 to start off their school year. In September, and this year's double disc set features songs from 39 Hamilton bass artist that debuts at number 20. And you're going to hear from New Hands, a track called Whichever Way You'll Have It. After that, at number 19, down from 11 is Churches, The Bones of What You Believe, and a track called You Caught the Light. And closing out that set will be a song called Jason by the Albertans. They fall from number 12 to number 18, and their album is called Dangerous Anything.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20. number 19. Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the L. Burtons and a track called Jason from their newest record, Dangerous Anything, at number 18, down from 12. Before that, at number 19, down from 11, is Churches, The Bones of What You Believe, and a track called You Caught the Light. And starting off that set was a selection from the first disc of Everybody Dance Now, Songs from Hamilton, Volume 8. It was the lead track off of that album and collection called Whichever Way You'll Have It, by a group called New Hands.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Canada's National Countdown Show. We're counting down the top 20 albums from Earshot-Online. We get them there every week. You should check out the website. It's really great. Lots of great features and stuff on there for you as well. You could get lost for days, I'm sure. And before we continue on, Brian and I were talking about at the beginning of the program, what might be in the top 200? And I would like for our listeners, if you're a dedicated listener, you'll go on our Facebook page, and I'm taking bets. I want people to, and if they win, I will send them an autographed photo of the two of us.
Or we could get better prizes.
Like like CDs and things.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
We could send out CDs, send out love to our listeners. Yeah, I would be interested to know what people think, what you, our listeners, think. What is this hand gesture I'm doing anyway?
It doesn't matter. You're on the radio.
You are people. What do you think about who will be on our top 20 countdown? And that's I think that's harder to peg. It might be easy to peg who will be in the top 200 for the year, but it'd be hard to peg who will be in the top 20 because, I mean, we've only got so much time. We say that a lot.
I think if you go back through all of the top 200s for the year, you can probably assume that whatever is number one on each month will probably have a spot, but it's not really guaranteed. And it's hard to really figure out what the positioning is because at some, you know, there might be weeks or months where a release had, it was at the very top, but it might not have had to have a lot of points to get there. Whereas other points in the year, there might've been, you know, the top three or four or five releases might've had more points than like the number one of a previous month. So yeah, it's hard to say, but definitely it's one of our most fun shows of the year. We'll try to get as many interviews to round out the year for you again this year as in the previous year and find out what all of those artists are going to be up to in 2014. And yeah, maybe we can get some fun prizes and stuff together for you as well. Reach out to some of our partners.
Baby photos of us and we'll sign them and send them out.
I do have a pretty nice, I have some nice baby photos.
You do have some pretty good baby photos. Okay. Well, there you go. So head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Let us know what you think might be in the top 200 and in the top 20 for 2013. Okay. We're going to move on now. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17 this week.
Yeah, we have two debuts in this next set of music. Debuting at number 17 is Julia with Blue Jeans On, which is the third album by Spencer Krug as Moonface, and his new record featuring only himself and his piano. You're going to hear a track called Black Is Back in Style. After that, Weird Life by Ryan Hemsworth and the Toronto-based hip-hop producer and DJ hits number 16 with his debut solo album, Guilt Trips.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
In style.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Weird Life by Ryan Hemsworth. He debuts at number 16 with his solo debut record, Guilt Trips. And before that, at number 17 was Moonface, a track from Julia with Blue Jeans On called Black is Back in Style.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from the charts now, as we do every week. And we're going to head on over to Exclaim Magazine, chat with Stephen Karlik. He's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlik from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. First up this week is the Arcade Fire, who have scored their second consecutive chart-topping album with Reflector. Lightning struck twice for the band, who went number one in the U.S. this week with 140,000 copies sold. Reflector was released on Merge Records, but Billboard notes that it was distributed by Universal Music Group, making this the band's first album to be distributed by a major label. North of the border, Universal Music Canada was involved with the release as well. Interestingly, the album didn't sell quite as well as 2010's The Suburbs, which moved 156,000 units in its first week. That being said, the album had its sales performance boosted by $3.99 digital downloads from Amazon. The top three is rounded out this week by Katy Perry's Prism and Kelly Clarkson's Wrapped in Red. But Reflector wasn't the only Canadian album near the top of the charts, since Drake's Nothing Was the Same landed at number 5. Broken Bells have set a release date for their new album After the Disco and shared a new single. While we already knew the album would be out in January, The Shins' James Mercer and producer Danger Mouse have confirmed a release date and shared the lead single. The album will now be out January 14th through Columbia Records, and those who pre-order the album will receive an instant download of the first single, Holding On for Life. The cosmically spacey pop tune is available to stream now online. Pavement frontman Stephen Malkmus has unveiled plans for a new Jix LP, though a specific due date has yet to be revealed. A follow-up to 2011's Mirror Traffic has been confirmed for early 2014. The album was recorded, quote, in a Dutch farmhouse near Amsterdam, and has Malkmus self-producing the set with assistance from Remco Schouten. Drumming for the Jix this time around is Joggers Skinsman Jake Morris, who took over for Janet Weiss, who is now drumming for Wild Flag. Also sitting in on the sessions is Travis's Fran Healy, who is also Malkmus's neighbor in Berlin, and a trio of, quote, German dads that added horns to the LP. While Jix Records have previously wandered into jammy territory, new album Wig Out at Jag Bags is apparently a more concise set of songs. As Malkmus explains, quote, well, this album's going to be pared down to 40 minutes, and I could see even that length being a chore to listen to for this type of music. If you're going to make jammy music, it has to be backgroundy to an extreme degree, as if it's not trying to grab your attention. If I wanted to make something jammy now, I'd have to be totally zoned into a haze. But for this album, I made melodies that just get in your head a little more annoyingly, or pleasingly. It's not coffee shop music, though. I hate that. In more disturbing news, Pussy Riot's Nadezhda Tolokonikova is missing following a prison transfer. The 23-year-old Tolokonikova was transferred by train on October 21st from a Russian prison in Mordovia. No explanation for the transfer was given, and eyewitness accounts suggest that she was spotted in transit in Chelyabinsk. However, her final destination is currently unknown to the public. Quote, no one knows anything, her father, Andrei, told BuzzFeed. Quote, there's no proof she's alive. We don't know the state of her health. Is she sick? Has she been beaten? While information is scarce, Andrei speculated that Russian officials opted to hide his daughter in order to dissuade protesters from demonstrating at the prison. Nadezhda's husband, Petya Verzilov, said, quote, they want to cut her off from the outside world. Authorities apparently promised to tell Tolokonikova's family where she was within 10 days of her being moved, but that time is now up and they're still in the dark. In album releases this week, Cut Copy has finally released Free Your Mind. The band are masters of absorbing various influences and then expressing them naturally through their indie dance pop. With 2004's debut album Bright Like Neon Love, it was house music. In 2008 with In Ghost Colors, it was shoegaze. And on 2011's Zonoscope, it was retro arena rock. For their fourth album, Free Your Mind, the Melbourne group have tapped into their most congruent influence to date, acid house. As the title and artwork suggest, there's an underlying psychedelic theme heard both in the trippy vocal samples scattered throughout and in the band's admitted fixation with the two summers of love. The title track and song We Are Explorers are pure club bangers that sound like time capsules dug up from the hacienda's remains. They're only outdone by the increased BPMs of the aptly titled Meet Me in the House of Love. Like its most obvious reference point and a true spiritual parallel, Primal Scream's 1991 opus Screamadelica, Free Your Mind is a complete album that balances out the experience. Sure, Free Your Mind won't surpass Screamadelica on any best of list. It's far too much indebted to both that record and era, but you'll have a difficult time finding an album in 2013 that's as utterly energizing and sublime as this. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the aforementioned We Are Explorers from Australian dance troupe Cut Copy. You can hear it next on Earshot Radio. Extra.
Can you tell me?
Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
The bank of snow, the bank of snow is rising. The bank of snow, the bank of snow is rising. And I will melt it with the heat of my dead eyes. So madness was the cause of her death. So madness was the cause of her death. She entered the building where she died. My eyes were on fire. No one. My eyes were on fire. No one. I rode on top of a train stretched out. She stood by the river for 21 years. She stood by the river for 21 years. She had to cross it by herself.
Every morning I keep sleeping,
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number 14 from 36 by Pup from their self-titled debut, a track called Never Try. Before that, you heard Aurora, and number 3 from In the Pines at number 15 up from 28. And you also heard Stephen Karlik's pick of the week, which was a track by Cut Copy called We Are Explorers.
All right, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
At number 13 from 24, it is Solids with a track called Cold Hands from Blame Confusion. And at number 12, Dan from 7, you're going to hear from Royal Canoe from Today We're Believers, a track called Light.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13. We'll be right back. with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Do we have time to learn the syllables born on our tongues and left for the air? Let's say them back enough. Let's say them back enough. Let's say them back enough. Let's say them back. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Distant Light by Dr. Dog at number 11, down from number 5 from the album B Room. Before that, Light by Royal Canoe there at number 12, down from 7. And the album today, We're Believers. And starting off that set at number 13 and from 24 was Solids from the record Blame Confusion. You heard a track called Cold Hands.
All right, that does it for this hour of the program and the first 10 of our Top 20 Countdown. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community and online radio partners, so we thank them for carrying the program. You can also find this show on radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, and you can download it there, or you can also podcast the show on iTunes. All are ways that you can connect with us all over the world, any way you want. Stick around, there's more coming up, including the top 10. We've got the lowdown as well, so you're not going to want to miss that.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.